for no tax.
America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Oh, what a big week it's shaping up to be. One can only hope, oh please, we have our fingers crossed that it'll rain in the Southwest and that it'll rain on Wall Street, because I think we're going to have another rocky week, and it depends on some of the news coming out of the Middle East. But before we dive in that direction, and you know how we roll here, we kind of zig and zag in a few different directions. And if you've just joined us for the first time, welcome. Hang on, because that's what we do. So here's the thing. 2012 has become interesting as you look at the polls, and it depends on what poll you look like, you look at, and how you look at things as to what you really believe is going on with Washington and with the current president and the ones who want his job. One of them is Rick Perry, who is throwing out all kinds of things. He's throwing out all kinds of darts, hoping that it'll hit a bullseye. He did hit a nerve with Ben Bernanke when he said it's almost treasonous what he's done with money. I mean, you can't print money and not have anything to back it up and think that it's okay, just flood everything. So that being said, Rick Perry is pushing hard because he knows, even though he's been getting a lot of press lately, he's still the underdog. He's still an underdog, not the complete underdog on the list of all the people, because he has gotten some definite attention. But he looks good, sounds good. Could be another version of Bush, maybe not, because they have some big differences, and he, oh, by the way, doesn't get along with Bush anymore, even though they used to be close. But if I were a betting person, and I had to put some odds on Rick Perry, you know, the odds would be maybe 10-1. He's doing whatever he can to reduce those odds into his favor. And he's hitting the right buttons, just like all the others who have tread before him. What do we want to do? We want to work so that we have money in our back pocket, and we're sick of not having any jobs. Here's the governor of Texas talking about those things and 2012.
And when I say change, I'm not talking about the rhetoric of change. I'm talking about the record of change. I am running to get America working again.
All right, so that's the right tune he's singing. Bachman's singing the same thing. Huntsman is, so is Romney, so is the president. The president is hitting that up big time. And he's saying that people are playing politics, and that's why they're in the situation they're in the first place. And, you know, we've heard that last week the president was talking about it a lot, and I think he will continue to do that when he goes out and he campaigns, because he'll just keep blaming it on the other guy, blaming it on the other guy, blaming it on the other guy, and see where the chips fall. If you looked at the roster of Republicans, and you might disagree with my assessment of Perry. I think there's some definite chinks in his armor, and as they get deeper, more of that will probably, well, I think it will definitely come out. Definitely. Well, we're dealing with an election in the Middle East. They're waiting for elections in Tunisia, in Egypt, and maybe that will happen in Libya. It could finally be done over the Gaddafi regime. After 42 years, the two sons supposedly have been caught. Gaddafi is the last one to go, and really the rebels have taken most of Tripoli, but not all of it. if Libya drops, who steps in? There are no free lunches. Just remember that. Everything comes with strings attached. What will the strings be for whoever steps in next? And you have different kinds of rebels with different aspirations from all different religious points of view who want in. So, who gets it? Who jumps into the spot? Or what group jumps into the spot? So, while Gaddafi might be under fire, who comes in next? Who steps in for Gaddafi? How scary could that be? And you know what? Already we're seeing the Asian markets are opened. And just so you know, they're lower because of fears of a recession. Couple that with, let's see what happens with Libya. And especially Asia and Europe, because the oil that they get, a lot of that is Libyan oil. Not for the U.S., but a lot for Europe and Asia. Yeah. So that turns around, but does that turn around some of the U.S.'s problems? I'd say it's a stretch. I'd say it's a stretch indeed. What's in a word? We're going to tell you this hour. A couple of things about words. A new dictionary. Well, an unabridged dictionary. Meaning, they have a giant version, and then they've been compelled to release another little one because it's got words in it that aren't in the dictionary but are part of what we say. I was thinking of this the other day. Imagine coming to the United States and it's not Spanish or French, and I realize there's different dialects there, but you come to the United States and think of how we all talk. Expressions in the South, in some cases, completely different than the North or Midwest. Sometimes in California, what they say has, you don't know what they're talking about when you live for another part of the country. And we speak English. Imagine if you didn't. And man, for the people who want to learn it, oh, I'm on your side. You waited in line. You want to learn some English. And I feel you when you're trying to embrace it and figure out all the colloquialisms, because there's so many. So many. So what are the new words? We'll get to that for fun. And they're words I don't think that you're thinking of. If you're thinking texting with an S, you might be getting closer. Might be getting closer. What happens when you're a model and you're told to put on an outfit and you do it? Aren't you agreeing to wear whatever it is that they've given you? Apparently, one model, when I said what's in a word, one model was not happy with what she had to wear. I'm going to tell you about that salacious photo that was printed on t-shirts next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 19, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1867.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1912.91, $956.45 for a half ounce, or $478.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1912.91, $956.45, and $478.23.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
And everywhere you go, you see your face in a racy photo on these Urban Outfitter t-shirts. Well, that's what's happening with California model Haley Clausen. So her family filed a $28 million lawsuit claiming that the photograph of her is being used illegally on their stuff. It's against two stores, two Urban Outfitter stores. And the photographer's name is Jason Lee Perry. And what they're saying is in the suit, is he allowed, ready for this, blatantly salacious shots to appear on a t-shirt. And she's saying that that photo has killed her reputation. Here's what she has. Leather shorts on. She's sitting with her legs on the back of a motorcycle. You know, and that's what the image is. And now the image is on a lot of people wearing that t-shirt. And apparently, and this is probably what really tripped everything, that photo is a favorite of pedophiles. And this girl is just a bombshell. She's one of these girls that looks much older than she is. And so now, of course, they're concerned about the t-shirts ending up and where they're ending up and all this stuff. And, you know, this is why it goes back to the Facebook thing when you're not even famous. you let people take the pictures of you. And in her case, in modeling for them, they gave permissions for him to release the photos because the parents were there. So then he's saying that the photographs got stolen from him, and that's how they got loose. I don't know. Who are you? Are you believing him? The photographs got stolen, and this really incredible-looking young girl's picture is everywhere, and I didn't get a cent for it. I'm having a hard time buying that. But she's 16, so maybe she's got a leg to stand on here. We are a Sue Happy Nation. 28 million. That'll soothe over a lot of her anxiety issues over people teasing her about being on that T-shirt. You know, while that's happening to this 16-year-old, there were some 16-year-olds in South Dakota who had to lose a school day. And they had to lose a school day because they had to cut one so that they could save money for the school budget. And one way, when you're a kid, you hear that, it's like, yeah, woohoo, one last day, bring it on. Then you find out the details of it, and it's not as great as it seemed. Because it's a three-day weekend, but what do you have to give up in exchange? Now, the school is going to save money, $50,000 a year. But to make up for the missing day, they got to add 30 minutes to each of the other 4 days and shorten the lunch break. Ooh. Shorten lunch break, longer hours. Versus the day off. I think any kid, though, would probably take the day off. They say that switching to the shortened week hasn't hurt anything so far. And there was another town that did the same thing about 4 years ago, and they saved $100,000. So this school could save a lot more. Ugh. But what a killer that would be. Less of a lunch break. Ooh. That's when you just stretch, get your heart pumping. Ugh. Do not want to be sitting there, because now it's extra time. I think the extra time is hard. Some of you across America work in plants. I know my boys and wonderful women that work in Georgetown, Kentucky, in the Toyota plant, and sometimes schedules get shuffled. I wonder how many of you would do well in a situation where you worked 4 days and had three off. Anybody working that right now? Anybody working 4 days really hard because they have an extra hour or two? And then getting the three-day weekend, I love that idea. For many of you, wouldn't that be the perfect scenario? If you have young kids, you'd be able to be home more. You'd have that extra day. Of course, maybe you'd be exhausted. Don't talk to me now. Wake me up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm catching up on my beauty sleep. I can see where there would be a few problems. So that's what they're doing. They have to save money. So they're off the one day. An extra day to do whatever you want. Whatever you want versus a little more time in a classroom to get that extra day. I would say they're learning about the art of negotiation. And if I had been offered that choice, whoo, you betcha. I would have taken it in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. But you don't know. Gaddafi goes, as we switch from the Dakotas to Libya, where we know in the Dakotas they're saving some money, right? You're right there in the Mount Rushmore area, or some close to it anyway. We shift from there to the Middle East, and Gaddafi, pretty soon, being cut loose as the ruler of Libya, who steps in his boots? Who steps in? who gains the trust of the people? And the answer is there isn't one clear-cut leader. Not one. I mean, I scour through things. I could pick up different groups. But not one person who was able to transcend all the other groups. That's a problem. That's a problem for everybody concerned, because who knows who it could be? Is it going to be somebody with some common sense? Is it going to be somebody who gets that the rest of the world is there, is ready to help, is paying attention? I'm not so sure. Which rebels are we getting? Which ones are the United States getting? Because it's a mixed bag on the religious side of the various groups that have been there. At this point right now, Gaddafi still controls a lot of territory in the western part of Libya. So, Free Libya worked. It worked in one sense, but who's coming in? Who now is going to mind the store? Big concern after that much time. And probably some of the people get lulled into a sense of security. But that's all it is, getting lulled into it. You've got the military trying to push back. You have anti-Gaddafi militias popping up. And there's all kinds of other problems, too. Does this end badly for Gaddafi? Does he end up coming home with a toe tag? Or staying and being examined and getting a toe tag? At this point, I'd say it's a flip of the coin. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, we have a couple of things that we're going to look at, including news you can abuse. We need to lighten the load a little bit. Heavy stuff about the Middle East and our own problems that we're carrying on our back. So we're going to lighten the load next for some fun. Stay with us on ATN.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America tonight. We can count. It's all about the numbers. Oh, yeah. So we're going to talk about a story that I read about a hamburger festival, actually, that I went to when I was in college. And I just happened to see it on one of the cable news stations, and I thought it'd be fun to tell you more about that. Oh, hamburgers. Boy, hamburgers are... I know we've talked about it on this show before. That's got to be one of my favorite foods. It's all in the way you make it, though, baby, isn't it? And summertime is all about hamburgers and hot dogs, of course. That's not what we're talking about here. Instead, the mixed bag is a couple of lighter things, including this day in history. It's always interesting to me, and I'm sure to many of you, you know, that whole thing about history repeats itself if you don't pay attention. It's always interesting to go back and look at what happened sometimes centuries before we were alive, but often a couple of decades at least. And this is, to me, as somebody who likes tennis and somebody who just wrote a sports book called Level the Playing Field, Althea Gibson became the first African-American on the U.S. tennis tour. You know when that was? What that must have been like? 1950 when that happened. Then, if we go back to 1776, so much further than Althea Gibson, there weren't tennis rackets then. We could go back to the Redcoats. You know who the Redcoats were, right? The British. Why were they the Redcoats? Because they wore red coats. The Redcoats landing at Long Island. New York was a mess. The Brits really tore up New York, and that was in 1776. In the meantime, some other things that also happened back in history, and something that kind of fascinates me. You know, we've talked about, for some reason this has come up, because we had the crazy the siblings that were on the bank robbing sprees, and then they were ultimately caught last week. The Barker clan killed somebody in the robbery where they didn't get anything, and this was in the 30s, and was immortalized on film with the famous Bonnie and Clyde, Faye Dunaway, Warren Beatty, I think was the, yeah, it was Warren Beatty who was the, who was Clyde. Well, the Barker clan, they were notorious robbers, and they robbed a Federal Reserve mail truck in Chicago. And they killed one of the officers there, but they only got a bunch of checks for all of that. And then they ended up, a few months later, they kidnapped a wealthy banker. They demanded $200,000 in ransom. And it was pretty famous because they became the Barker. She was the mother was called Ma Barker. And her boys were wild. They ran wild. And no matter what they did, she defended them. So they became hoodlums when they were children. And they robbed a post office. They got a 25-year sentence in prison for doing that. And Doc Barker, who was the father, he got a life sentence for killing a night watchman, but later it turned out, of all the things that he did, he was actually innocent. So there were all these crazy things that they did. They were kidnapping people, and think of kidnapping men, and they were getting the money. The FBI was always after them, and ultimately, it got to the point where Doc was later killed while he was trying to escape from Alcatraz. In 1939, Alcatraz. You can go tour Alcatraz now, which, of course, is in San Francisco. And the Barkers, the rest of them, Ma and Freddie, they ended up dying after a shootout that lasted almost an hour. Yeah. I don't know. Something was fascinating to me about that, about the whole gangsta thing, I guess. And the Barkers were, I mean, they were the worst of the worst if you read any of the history on them. A couple of other things worth noting. If we go back in history, I'm going to throw another sports fact at you. Nolan Ryan, 5,000 strikeouts, 1989, he did that. I mean, this is a guy who pitched until he was 47 years old. He played for four different teams. The last team that he pitched for was the Texas Rangers. He now is the president and CEO of the Texas Rangers. You know how things come full circle in your life. And the nicest guy you would ever meet. So in his career, with the seven no-nos and how long he pitched, I mean, he was always a fan favorite. But what's interesting about Ryan is for all of the records that he amassed, he won just one World Series. And it was when he was a kid in the 60s. And all those years later, all those people he struck out, all that stuff, he never had the right teams around him, and he never went back to another World Series. But, hey, at least he won the one World Series, right? Even if it was in the very beginning of his career. But he was amazing with the strikeouts. Ooh, absolutely amazing. From the time he was a kid, he had a fireball arm. Also, here I thought it'd be fun, besides history, to rock on to some crazy headlines. Because, as you know, if you read it all, or if you watch even 5 minutes of the tail end of your local news, what's at the tail end of the local news? It's the lighter fare, right? So it's the crazy things about the guy who glues a million pennies together, and ultimately, what does he get? It always seems to be about somebody trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, Matt, were you a big Guinness kid when you were little? Did you carry around the Guinness Book of World Records? Were you into that? Or no? Well, he's probably off getting a soda. I was one of those kids. I didn't want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, but I used to be fascinated by the Guinness Book of World Records. There was something about it to me of what lengths, I guess, people would go to get that 15 minutes of fame and the crazy things that they would do. You know, there was two things. You could either be the Ripley's kid, I think, or you were the kid that liked the records and liked hearing about who was getting in the Guinness Book of World Records. So here are a couple of strange stories that are true. This one is out of Fort Worth, Texas. You know, this is a whole big thing about police chases. And in Fort Worth, there was a guy named Timothy Raines that swiped a forklift from a construction site, and they were chasing after him. He only got up to 60 miles an hour. He ended up on a crowded highway. When the officers in the squad car chasing him finally reached him, he climbed off the forklift, and before that, he tried to put it in reverse and sent it roll as he was climbing down. He sent it rolling into the patrol cars. The cops jumped on top of it. Now, because he did that, he's got drinking while driving and evading police and a few other charges that he has to deal with. That little kicking into reverse didn't help him at all. Oh, my, oh, my. Here's one that's interesting. Ice cream is usually considered to be cold, right? Of course it's cold. But a fire shut down the Joy Cone Company in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, that happened last week. The company president said the plant was closed from Monday until Wednesday because of fire. A fire started in a dust collector that held those small cone scraps, and it just set everything, just went up poof. I guess it was very flammable. Who knew that was flammable? But apparently it was. And just sent the place up, and so much for the cold ice cream. He had to replace all of it in the end, but he didn't have to totally replace the store, I guess, anyway. It's always interesting to me when animals escape their confines. Maybe you'll get a chuckle out of this. Anybody have any friends who have emus? Alpacas? Do I hear any alpacas, anyone? Anyone out there raising alpacas? I used to see commercials for, it's so easy. You can have an alpaca farm. So an emu escaped from its pen at an animal rescue. The people at the center in Colfax, Illinois, so they were trying to find the ostrich-like bird. And the bird is usually friendly, but gets frightened, can be frightened pretty easily. Emus don't fly, but they run very, very, very fast. And they say the bird escaped after fighting with another emu and a dog. So if you see an emu running down the street in Colfax, Illinois, or somewhere close, call the cops, will you? Before something else happens. We Can Count coming up on the flip side.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes.
Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries.
Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How about this? Jerry Lewis is back as the MDA telethon host. There were people that were saying, you know what? They're not going to watch because Lewis wasn't going to do the telethon anymore. So the MDA got wise to it and realized we're going to have to figure this out because we got to have Jerry at least for another year to hand over the baton. And the idea was he was still going to be involved in it and he was going to do little bits, even when he retired and somebody else took it over. But he's coming back. What a stunning reversal this is. So he was reinstated. He's hosted that telethon since 1966. 85 years old. He's been the national chairman since the early 50s. And he's done the telethon, like I said, the mid-60s. A long time to be associated with something. And what the MDA chairman said is that he's not going to be appearing on the telethon and we're not going to be replacing him as the MDA national chairman. And he, of course, got a Lifetime Achievement Award and all kinds of stuff. And, I mean, listen, can you say enough good things about what he did for that telethon? He put it on the map, for goodness sake. I think you give the guy, you know, that's one of those, it's like Joe Paterno, they won't shove him out of Penn State. Because he's Papa Joe. He's Joe Pa. Really, he's Joe Pa. He's Joe Pa. He's been there forever. And whether the game is some of what the younger guys coming in, the recruits, and it passing him by or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're going to let him go out the way he wants to go out. And I know these are two huge, there's a huge chasm between, okay, he's hosting a charity telethon versus he's the coach of the football team. But they're both up there in years, and both of them have done the job forever and a day. And I think when somebody gets to that point, you got to show them the respect, and you've got to figure out a way to make it work when they step aside, so it's not an awkward transition, because it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be for the people who have put the job or put the situation, like the charity, before themselves and even their health at one point. All right, this makes me feel good for the parents, for the family, but it is just a sick, and I say the parents, good for the grandparents, really. It's just a sick and twisted thing that happened to this poor, poor little boy in Louisiana. 500 people went to a service on Sunday night for a little boy who had cerebral palsy and heart problems and limited speech. And he, Jury Lorette, he used a wheelchair because it was so bad. And he was decapitated. He was beheaded. And, of course, the sad, sad truth of that is that he was killed, I guess, about a week and a half ago. Somebody saw his head in a yard, called police. His father, Jeremiah Wright, is being held on $5 million bond and booked with first-degree murder. So it's up to the grand jury whether they're going to charge him and what they're going to charge him with or whatever, any of that kind of stuff. But just a terrible, terrible thing to happen to this kid. No matter what his condition, that's ridiculous. And 500 people showed up. They feel that many people as well are going to be there for the actual service. And good for those folks to help this woman get over the fact that that happened to her 7-year-old son. Ugh. What, I get frustration, but whatever would send anyone into that kind of a crazy rage to do that to their own family? Whew. That has got it. There is a special place in hell, I hate to say, for this man, because there is just no way you go there. Oh, I mean, there's no way you do anything to that kid. Oh. All right, this is another sad story, not to bombard you after I just said I was lightening the news when we went through the history for fun, and I threw in some twists with the lighter news. Here we bounce back in the number thing to a little bit heavier stuff. But I don't know, how many of you have ever gone to an air show? Have you ever gone to an air show? You know what that's like? When you're a kid, it is very, very cool. I mean, you can't understand how they're doing half the stuff they're doing, the formations they fly in and all of that. Well, an air show in Kansas City was, or not Kansas City, Michigan, was quite the opposite. There was a guy walking the wing at the air show, and he was somebody who's done it many, many times. He was a stunt walker. He fell 200 feet. And, of course, he doesn't have anything to hold him back. You know, nothing to hold him if he slips off of the plane, and that's exactly what happened. And, sadly enough, of course, there were a lot of people there watching. Their heads were in the air. They were watching the stunt. It happened in the afternoon, 1:30 in the afternoon. And they actually, a lot of people actually thought it was part of the performance. And there was even a congresswoman, Candace Miller, who was watching when he fell, saying that it was just surreal. It takes a moment to get your mind around what just happened, because he was a big part of the show. 45 years he was a stuntman. 45 years. And the son of a prominent stunt guy. So he was the son who learned the craft and felt as though, you know, he knew he was okay. He knew what he was doing. That's a tough thing to deal with, and very sad for the people on the ground. As somebody who's gone to a couple of bear shows as a kid, I can't imagine seeing that. I mean, I guess that's what you think when you're younger. Or maybe even if you're watching, you might think that it looks like, oh, this must be part of the deal. Wow, that's crazy. But, sure enough, no. He fell. He fell to his death. Do you think a deaf man could be part of the army? Well, at the surface, if I ask that question, I would say absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Why would you prejudice somebody who's deaf? Because now with the operations and with the hearing devices they have, there shouldn't be any reason that somebody couldn't be able to do that. There's a guy named Keith Nolan who spent 10 years applying to the Army Reserve Officers Training Corps before he was finally accepted. A commander finally let him audit, they say, the classes, and he became a top performer at the ROTC program's Bravo Company at Cal State University at Northridge. They were so impressed they let him wear a uniform. And he was so upset when he turned it back in and said goodbye to the other cadets, because under the current policy, a cadet has to pass a hearing test, to be commissioned by the Army. Ooh, 29 years old. And he just wanted to join the Army. And he says soldiers with disabilities have been returning to active duty in large numbers because of the fact of all these medical advances. More people are surviving serious war injuries. So he wants to go out there. He wants to be part of the group. And he says he can't because of the fact that he is deaf. I guess it's not enough that he's got the hearing devices. I guess whatever the tests are, they're afraid if he was in the field, it might be a little bit too risky. But you got to admire his tenacity and the fact that he keeps pushing, hoping he'll push the right person's buttons and they'll let him have his dream. You think he should be able to be there on the front lines? I'm going to say yes, but you might disagree. Send me an email, americatonight.net.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
Emu. Emu.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Emu.